Greetings from Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estrator-ting today, Thursday, July 25th, 2024. Beginning with a decision from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, that's attracted fevered attention from car collectors nationwide. The FCA has sided against a car enthusiast who was pushing to increase his insurance payout from $78,000 to a staggering $200,000 for his rare manual transmission 2005 HSV Coupe GTO Z series, which got consumed by flames. This decision comes despite the vehicle's owner contesting that its unique modifications and rarity should justify a higher payout. However, RACU Insurance and the AFCA agreed that the car's high mileage of 315,000 kilometers diminished its worth, offering a reasonable market value estimation instead. In the realm of workplace safety, feedback is heating up surrounding potential lead exposure at Bunnings stores. There have been growing concerns after reports of inadequately packaged lead sheeting at the Woodville store in Adelaide and tests revealing high lead levels. While Bunnings has refuted these claims, confirming that their safety measures align with expert advice, they also announced plans to enhance packaging and labeling of lead products. The company maintained that the risk primarily arises from activities conducted off-site, not in the stores. These recent concerns underscore the emphasis on stringent safety protocols across all workplaces. Now let's delve into developments targeting Australia's national housing crisis. Two heavyweight superannuation funds, Australian Super and HESTA, are stepping up their commitment to affordable housing. They're joining hands with developer Assemble, an investment entity, Super Housing Partnerships. They are ambitiously aiming to unlock significant institutional capital for diverse housing projects covering social and essential worker housing. Australian Super's CEO Paul Schroeder has spotlighted this merger's potential for presenting scalable, risk-adjusted investment returns and an opportunity to inventively redress the national housing crunch. Finally, the financial advice landscape is set for a significant sweep of changes across Australia. The government has passed the Treasury Laws Amendment Bill, which aims for better financial outcomes for consumers. This turns the spotlight on brokers, who have to now obtain permission before charging commissions for personal advice. This move is geared to boost transparency and affordability. And the big guns of advisory services, the National Insurance Brokers Association, and the Insurance Council of Australia stand ready for compliance, even as the Financial Services Minister, Stephen Jones, casts the next phase of reforms in encouraging light. Whether you're a car collector or a worker worried about lead exposure, a potential homeowner, or a broker bracing for new norms, stay informed with us at Financial Services Online for your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs. Remember to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Paige Estrator-ting.